Well, we will find out.
God, what happened to your voice?
Look, sometimes puberty is optional for us. And we all talk like this at times. It's just how it happens.
Hey, I just enjoy making fun of you sometimes.
Just over here razzing my berries. And welcome back to another episode of Who Is My Doctor?
Who is my doctor?
Who is indeed? I'm your host, Zach, and I know a lot about Doctor Who.
And I'm also your host, Cassie, and I know a lot about other things.
You know so much about Seussical right now.
Yeah, I sure do, don't I?
Not to be confused with the Doctor Who-sical.
I would love it if there was a Doctor Who-sicle.
A Dalek dance number.
Somehow they're tapping.
You don't see it, you just hear it.
they're absolutely still. Like the robot carapace is not moving, but you can hear the like click.
Is it funnier to picture a dance number, or is it funnier to picture like a Lin-Manuel Miranda style rap number with the Daleks?
I was gonna say like a ballad. like a Christine Daae style "Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again" but Dalek.
Wishing you were somehow exterminated. Wishing you were somehow dead.
Yep.
Today we are going to watch the 30th anniversary charity special, Dimensions in Time, which was part of a charity event they had in 1993 for children in need.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure the children were really appreciative of a 30th anniversary Doctor Who special.
I'm sure that really
helped them in their times of need.
Yes.
Not Jacksepticeye wearing a pair of what I think are 3D glasses.
Yes. The reason it's called Dimensions in Time is because this was broadcast in 3D.
Are you for real right now?
I am for real, yes.
No!
One of the working
titles.
What
year was this?
1993.
You just said that, didn't you?
I did just say that, yeah.
Whoops. Okay, attention.
But yeah, this was one of the working titles for it was Three Dimensions in Time. Because it's
Whoa.
In 3D. We will not be watching a 3D version. We'll be watching a rebroadcast. Not even a rebroadcast, because I don't think they ever were allowed to rebroadcast it.
You stole this off of something, right?
I didn't steal this. This is on YouTube.
Okay.
Someone has very nicely posted this on YouTube. And so we will be able to watch this on here, including the little bumper that they do with the host of the charity special.
That you're going to say it. With the children. I was like, no, leave them out of this. Please leave them out of this. They've been through enough.
It is technically the 30th anniversary special. That's why they made it. It was made during the hiatus of the show. This was made before the TV movie. So Paul McGann's not the Doctor yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is made a few years after the last seventh Doctor story. My understanding was they had written like a proper 30th anniversary script, but they could not get the funding for it approved. And so this is what happened instead.
The BBC went compromise.
And so, well, I guess like, well, we can't do nothing. It would be weird for us not to have one of our big tent poles do nothing. So we're going to give you like $5 and you figure it out.
Here is a crumpled up bill out of my back pocket. And some
buy yourself something pretty
and some game tokens for an arcade that may or may not still be here. You can win a treat.
And to its credit, it does find a way to represent the seven doctors that it has up to that point, ranging from William Hartnell to Sylvester McCoy.
OK.
It also features a villain that you have not met. She showed up. She first appeared in a Sixth Doctor story. Then had another segment in the she only appeared in two classic stories, one Sixth Doctor story and then also the story that introduces the Seventh Doctor. And then this, she is called the Ronnie. She is a time lady and a mad scientist. And the Rani is specifically the Hindu word for queen.
Okay.
And she is insane.
I'm imagining when they did the Miles Morales Spider-Man, Doc Ock in that.
A little bit, yeah. Okay. I think it is more accurate to, so obviously the Master is like sort of deliberately an evil character.
Yeah.
The Rani is more like a scientist that does not care for where the line is. And so she's more evil in like a, I will do crazy stuff just because I can. she is like, if the Master, like, we want to describe the Master as like a lawful evil.
Yeah.
The Rani is chaotic evil.
Okay, fine.
She is a fun character. They don't, obviously she doesn't have a lot of appearances. This is only her third appearance. And then unfortunately the actress Kate O'Mara died in 2014 before she ever came back to the show.
Mm.
But this is, basically there's only really two prominent time ladies. One is the Fourth Doctor's companion Romana, and the other one is this villainous time lady, the Rani. And so you'll get to meet her for a little bit. But as I said, we also do get representation of all Doctors 1 through 7.
Uh-huh.
And as you could probably gather, in 1993, Bill Hartnell had long since been dead.
Yeah.
And since then, Patrick Troughton has also passed away.
Yeah.
John Pertwee through Sylvester McCoy are all still alive. However, the first question of the Cassie Profassi today is, as I've just told you, Bill Hartnell and Patrick Troughton were both dead. And so their Doctors are only represented by one part of their portrayal being shown on screen.
Okay, so they did not exhume their corpses.
They didn't exhume their corpses. They didn't recast them. They just have them. They have their Doctors present in an unusual way, I guess you could call it.
Man. You're gonna make me think on this podcast.
I've got some choices for you. Okay, so at the very least, I'm not having you totally twist in the wind here. Are they only portrayed via their costumes?
Uh huh.
Their TARDIS interiors.
Okay.
Or their heads.
Oh, their heads.
You think it's just their heads?
Oh, I think it's their heads.
Futurama style, just in a jar.
Yeah.
What do you picture when you say their heads? Do you picture them in jars?
Literally, like I know that that's not the answer. I get the feeling that it's probably their outfits, but
you like the image of their
heads. I like the idea of heads way more.
All righty. And this is a little,
because it could also be something too, where like creatively love a head in a jar. It could be a bust.
Yeah. It like could a be statue. A bust. Yeah. It could be a bust or a statue. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then this other question is more of like a fun trivia, I guess, because I genuinely could not come up.
Doesn't matter. What's your trivia?
I could not come up with questions because the story is so confusing. I expect you to end this, come back with what the fuck just happened.
Okay. I'm not going to come back with that because you already said it, but okay.
But with that in mind, in this story, one incarnation of the Doctor meets the Brigadier for the first time.
Fun.
Can you guess which Doctor that is?
No, because I don't remember who knew the Brigadier.
So you've seen 2 and 3 obviously interact with them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anyone else that you've seen on screen that interacts with the Brigadier.
Does 4?
In the 5 Doctors, I guess. So you've seen 2, 3.
4 doesn't interact with anybody in the 5 Doctors. Yeah, 4 doesn't show up.
But in the 5 Doctors, you have seen 2, 3, and 5 and 1, but 1 does. But all interact with the Brigadier because the Brigadier was in that story with them.
Okay.
So you have not seen 4, 6, or 7 interact with the Brigadier.
Okay.
We've narrowed down to 3 choices.
So the question is who interacts.
The question is which of those 3 has not interacted with the Brigadier before and finally does this story.
By this point, was Baker behaving or was he still being a damn fuddy?
Baker does show up in this. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Was Baker behaving?
Or did they just call in his statue to come in again?
I mean, I won't spoil it for you, but he is in the story, yes.
I'll say 7.
7? You think 7 meets the Brigadier for the first time?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, well, we will find out together if the 1st and 2nd Doctor are just represented by their heads, and if the 7th Doctor meets the Brigadier for the first time as we watch the 30th anniversary charity special, Dimensions in Time.
Ooh. I don't feel like I said a lot this intro, so ooh, include me.
Today's episode of Who Is My Doctor is brought to you by murder. Oh, I really misread the copy on this one. Somebody should really take this knife. And my ride's here. Whoops. And we are back from Dimensions in Time.
Hmm.
Hey, Cassie. What the fuck just happened?
That was your response, actually. You predicted your own response. I knew exactly what was happening the entire time.
Can you explain it to me then?
It was a buildup for a canine cameo. It's just a two-part buildup for me to go, yes, master. As soon as he came on, I went, it was all worth it. Counting down 3, 2.
That was the 1993 charity special, Dimensions in Time.
Hey, does Jon Pertwee age? Or was he just, was he born an old man and then he stayed an old man?
Yeah, it seems that's a trait in his family because his son Sean looks just like he does. And his son is, I think, in his 50s.
Jeez.
Yeah, so
it's like when they put Maggie Smith in old age makeup for In Hook.
Yeah.
And then in my head, I went, oh, and then, you know, you see her later on in, or at least as a kid, me as a kid, saw her then in Sorcerer's Stone and then saw her later on in life. And I went, Maggie Smith has been an old woman since 1996. It is now 2016. So she looks the same.
They put something in the water over there in the UK.
Instead of saying young forever, you just are old eternal.
Yeah, that was it's only 17 minutes long. But
I blame the Queen for everything. See, here's the thing. As I was watching it, it felt like a test to let me explain.
Okay.
When I was in high school, I would stress out so much about tests, mm-hmm. and I would study and I would get really stressed. My mom went, you pay attention in class? And I went, yeah. She goes, you take notes? And I went, yeah. And she goes, you don't need to study for tests. Like, you're fine. Like, you know the information. You can go over your notes, but like, you don't need to stress. Like, the way that like your and my brains are wired, not ADHD, there are signs. The way that your brain is wired, like you don't need to stress out so much about tests. You'll be fine. And so finals never studied because I went, yeah, I know this. I took notes. I paid attention. Like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm a pleasure to have in class. I'm fine. This felt just like that, where I go into a test super confident, like I know what's going on. And then I go, fuck, I didn't know they were going to be pulling that little bit of trivia out of the woodworks, and I'm supposed to write a 2-paragraph essay about it. I was sick. I wasn't paying attention. I paid attention to the story, to the thing we read after that. I wasn't paying attention to that one. Oh no.
Oh God. Geez. Oh man.
Oh man. Yikes. Yeah, I hated this.
yeah, this sucks. Everybody kind of knows it sucks. What's charming about it is how much it sucks.
How much it sucks, but also how like active everybody in it is.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I didn't tell you, and it didn't matter if I told you or not, because you have no frame of reference for it. The reason why there are so many like background characters that get these like
weird cameos.
Weird cameos, like there's someone important, is because for some reason, this is not just a Doctor Who 30th anniversary special. This is a Doctor Who 30th anniversary special crossing over with the longest running soap opera in UK history.
I thought so. These are a lot of very odd cameos that we're doing with people that are dropping so much lore.
They're just doing bits like that. Like that's their catchphrase. Yeah, this was they basically blended Doctor Who with EastEnders.
Okay.
EastEnders is the longest running soap opera over in the UK. I think it's even still running.
I was going to say, I think EastEnders is their General Hospital.
Yeah, it's one of the shows that just goes on forever. And so they had just blended their two longest running shows into one confused hillock of
that makes way more sense
into one KFC famous bowl of slop.
Yeesh.
And it like the premise of the story already being that time is fucky, and so the doctors and the companions keep shuffling around is confusing enough as it is. To then throw in like a billion cameos from a different show altogether.
I clocked at one point was, and then that's when she died. And I went, whoa, I want to learn more about that. Here's the other thing too, is this had the energy of, how do I explain it? You know, like sometimes when you go to a theme park, specifically like one of the big like Disney parks, mm-hmm. and they're featuring like a limited time, they're advertising Star Wars, the mm-hmm. next big Star Wars thing to come out. They have like one year they just had like the Road of Skywalker, mm-hmm. and it was just, as somebody who is a casual Star Wars fan, I walked into that theater going, cause same thing. Like I paid attention, walked out going, what did I just watch? This didn't help me at all. This made my understanding worse. It felt like this felt like that. It felt like a theme park special attraction, mm-hmm. but for Doctor Who and now EastEnders. They went, we're doing fan service. We're doing education. We're doing it all in 20 minutes or less.
Yeah, it feels like to me, like you took a child to like Disneyland or some kind of theme park, and then you gave him too much cotton candy, like too much.
I don't know what you're talking
like
about.
Above the Surgeon General's recommended amount of cotton candy,
which should be none.
And then you bring that child home, and that child is now trying to explain to their grandparent what they did that day. Just a jumbled. And then they were in 1973 and then 1993 and then 2013. And then the guy with the white hair was now a guy in a hat. And then the guy in the hat is now a guy in a clown suit. And then they blow up the pillar.
And then you're forgetting the most important part. And then there's a robot dog that you only saw for like a minute. But the robot dog was my favorite. Can I have one? Can you get me a robot dog?
I want that for Christmas.
Pan over to Poochie and Meowchie. It's 1993. They had those.
Yeah, it's it's a lot. Here's the thing. A lot is happening and nothing is happening at the same time because they're just walking in circles.
This would have been something that would be great to have like, I would say like 45 minutes into an edible.
They rented a helicopter for this.
The production value we made the joke of like, oh, they're at the Westchester part of Universal Studios. It's like, no, they rented out a city block for that.
Yeah, I think this might have been a backlot because it certainly, because they're going basically in a circle around this building.
Still,
yeah,
there was a ship. They rented a helicopter. They hired a stunt actor.
Bessie out of the archives for this.
They hired a stunt actor to be three running up to the helicopter.
They put the Brigadier on that helicopter.
Yeah.
This is for charity. Think about how much money they could have spent for the charity instead of renting that helicopter.
Like if you just had each of the doctor like sing part of a song, they could have saved so much money.
We are the docs. We're Doctor Whoing. We are not here for children in need.
Not a single Dalek, though. I'm surprised.
Yeah, they...
If they're doing a fan service-y thing, they had Cybermen.
Yes. Well, so part of it was that they... Well, there were two...
Kids love Daleks. What are they doing?
They also didn't have the Master in it. They had the Ronnie. Anthony Ainley has said they did not ask him to be in this special. He says that he would have absolutely done it. And my understanding is, so all the actors that played the Doctor waived their fee for this because it was for charity. Basically, nobody got paid for this because it was a charity thing. I wonder if that's why Pertwee was so prominent, because Pertwee was effectively retired. And so he was like, I'm the freest and no one's getting paid for this. So I'll do most of it.
Yeah.
But the Terry Nation estate was not.
God, and he looked the most like himself. Anyway, sorry, I'm just
the Terry Nation, maybe his estate or maybe him as a person was not as willing to waive his fee for the Daleks. And so they could not get a compromise they basically couldn't afford the Daleks for this special. That's why there's only a Cyberman in it. Why they didn't ask Anthony Ainley, I have no idea, especially considering the Ronnie has like a little guy sidekick in it. Just swaps them out.
Yeah, her little what did I call it? A twink.
They only bring up his name, I think, once or twice. His name is Surian, which is supposed to be because.
OK, that's the most twinkish name I've ever heard.
They had wanted. Well, you're right, because the reason he's named that is because they wanted him to be played by Sir Ian McKellen. And that's why his name is Surian.
OK.
Because it's worth remembering, John Nathan Turner was a gay man, and I think he had an affinity for probably the most famous gay man in the UK at that point. Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
But God, what a weird, weird special. I imagine this is what people who don't like Doctor Who imagine Doctor Who is.
I mean, this is how it feels sometimes to watch Doctor Who. The experience you have is what I deal with more often than not, at least once a week.
Well, at least now we've distilled it into a 15-minute essence. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite like accidental jokes in it is at the very beginning of it when he's talking to the host of that of the charity thing. And he's like, I just came back from the year 2010. You're still on television, which is true, because that host got arrested for child porn in 2010.
Ugh, icky, gross.
So the Doctor basically shows up and is like, yes, you are still on television, going to prison.
You are still on television. Wipe your drives. Burn your tapes.
Think about what you've done.
Ugh. Ugh.
It lends credence to the idea that John Pertwee is an actual time traveler who just...
I think he might be. I'm still sitting here going, how does somebody look the same?
For 20 plus years. Because he was the Doctor in the 70s.
I know! Because I'm looking at everybody else being like, oh.
You know who aged really well, though?
Mm-hmm.
K-9.
Oh, my God.
Boy looks the same.
Boy looks absolutely looks the same, sounds the
Thank
same.
Thank you. I moisturize.
I lubricate. Moisturizer would kill him, Zach.
Moisturize me.
No.
Sorry, I'm mixing up K-9 and Cassandra.
I mean, it's a common occurrence. I get us mixed up, too.
Your spirit animal, as it were.
No, it's more of like, if I could have an avatar in Doctor Who, it absolutely would be K-9. Then I could...
Maximum defense mode.
Oh my God, I love him so much.
everything is improved when K-9 shows up.
Yes. I could be having the worst day.
It was so rude of Seven to just keep walking in the way of K-9.
Oh my God, Mook, get out of the way!
Your stupid hat, out of here!
Seven.
You're ruining the star of the show.
Step aside. Let the dog speak.
So yeah, I think this will definitely be the weirdest thing we might ever watch for Doctor Who.
This felt like the most nonsensical.
Yeah, this felt like
it started off a little silly just because of the constructs of it being a like event,
yeah,
in that capacity, where it's not just like, oh, it's a silly like it's an in-show special, but it is a call in this number.
To have one of these two, to have Big Ron come save the doctor.
Big Ron or Little Mindy.
Or you had asked if Tom Baker was playing nice. He did play nice enough to show up, but not nice enough to show up on set.
He's an old man at that point.
They put him on a green screen in his Carmen Sandiego outfit.
Yep.
And then had vomit-inducing backgrounds play behind him.
I forgot. Well, watching that, I went, oh, yeah, this is a 3D special. Everything else, I went, this is not a 3D special. Could you imagine us watching? Could you imagine this experience over again in 1993 3D?
I would have thought it was really funny if, like, as Tom Baker's doing his lines, he's just like jutting his hand towards the screen.
That is,
I'm talking to the doctors.
I do miss like the novelty of 3D things, where it really is like a whoa.
Spy Kids 3D, where they got frogs on pogo sticks sticking their tongue out.
What one was it? I think it was Journey to the Center of the Earth with Brandon Fraser, where there's a very specific scene of him brushing his teeth and then spitting in the sink, but you are the sink. I don't like that. That's the only thing I remember, because in my head I was like, oh yeah, this is very 3D. And then as an adult, I go, you.
Why is the only thing you remember being spit on?
You sick bastard. Go to church.
I seem to remember them doing something in the sequel with The Rock, like bouncing a cherry on his pecs or something like that for that. I mean, I could be misremembering that.
So, you got any special skills? Yeah, I could bounce a cherry on my chest.
You know, some people could try a cherry stem with their tongue. Well, I can't do that, but I can bounce the rest of the cherry on these bad boys.
Hey, The Rock, go give those boys a big bouncy hello. Gotcha.
The show is dumb.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're doing this together.
Oh, God, we have fun here.
Well, we do have one more anniversary special left before we finally get back to the modern series.
Oh, great.
it's another animated story, Cassie.
Oh,
but it's not. Next up is the 40th anniversary special, Scream of the Schalke. Featuring.
Am I supposed to know what a Schalke is?
No. You've not met a Schalke. In fact, I believe the Schalke only appear in Scream of the Schalke.
Okay, it was made up.
Yeah, it was made up for the show.
We made it up.
But you are going to get to meet an alternate Ninth Doctor played by Richard E. Grant.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we'll find out all about that on the next episode of Who Is My Doctor?
Who is my doctor?
Affirmative. Who is indeed?
I love him.
Hey there, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this quick little episode for this week. It was only like twice as long as the special that we talked about. And in hindsight, there was actually probably loads more we could have talked about. It just didn't come out naturally. I even forgot to tell Cassie that she got one of her Professy points today. Oops. Oh, well, we still made something more sensible than Dimensions in Time, and I think we can be proud of that. If you are not subscribed to this podcast, be sure you are so you are notified when next week's episode comes out. We are getting ever closer to the 50th anniversary, but first we must make a two-dimensional stop at the 40th anniversary. So next week we'll be looking at Scream of the Schalke. So if you're looking forward to that, I'll see you next Tuesday, because your Tuesdays are now Whose Days.